So, Emmy, are we supposed to rehearse something for tomorrow night's dinner?
You know, I thought you were supposed to be quick, Turbo. The rehearsal part was when we walked through the ceremony and all that, remember? Just gotta do the dinner part now.
Well, I thought you were supposed to reflect stuff.
Was that a comeback?
I don't know. I'm just stressed out.
It's all right, Mike. I am too.
I'm sorry your parents didn't get here in time. Stupid mighty man couldn't have stopped the weathermen before they caused a snowstorm in the middle of June.
Everything's gonna be fine. They're on their way from the airport. You heard from yours?
They made it. Just parking. Roads were pretty bad, but they're Minnesotans.
Yeah.
Your parents hate me, don't they?
What? No, they don't hate you.
Despise. Loathe.
Look, they've been tough on all my boyfriends, Mike. Except...
Hector!
Hector. Sorry, I didn't mean to bring him up.
Guy just bugs me. Trying to be so perfect. I could swear he moved here just to try and win you back.
Well, I'm marrying you, Mike. And I didn't even invite him to the wedding. As for my parents, they're overachievers. Successful heroes and secret identities. They always pushed me. And my brother. They just want the best for their kids, which, when they see how happy I am, they'll realize is being with you. Try not to slouch, though. Okay?
I don't slouch.
Anyway, your parents aren't exactly my biggest fans either.
Shh, shh. Here they are.
Oh, there she is! Our brand new daughter!
Oh, holy cats! Emmy, you look gorgeous.
Mom, hi. Dad?
Yeah, hey there, Mikey. You do realize how lucky you are, right?
Smart, successful, and beautiful. I'm just glad you didn't let her get away.
Oh, Minnie. I wouldn't dream of trying to get away from him.
You're a good egg, Emmy.
Ooh, your parents make it yet?
Take it easy, dear.
Hush you. I can't believe we're finally going to get to meet Positron and Steelheart for real.
She's just a little excited
about... I'm excited? You're the one that brought a picture for Steelheart to sign.
It's for the boys at the warehouse.
Guys. They're just people.
Oh, no, Mikey. They're better than people. They're superheroes. Like Emmy.
I'm a superhero, too, guys.
Oh, of course you are, honey.
And your brother, too. Lodestone, right? Attracts things?
Oh, I'll say.
Actually, my brother Philippe can't be here. He's off in space somewhere helping stop a galactic civil war. You know, Mike stopped Robert Barron from robbing the Art Institute last week.
Well, I heard he escaped him.
His wife was expecting, Dad. What was I going to do? Keep him from being there when his child's born?
You've always been too trusting, Mikey. Remember when Tommy Labrizzi asked to try your bike and then he stole it? He cried for me.
Okay, Dad.
Kids all called him Baby Bike at school then.
Mom!
Well, this place certainly is authentic.
Mo! Poe!
Well, there they are!
Come on, everyone. I'll introduce you.
Minnie, where's my picture?
Oh, in my purse, don't you know?
This is my mother, Simone, and my father, Richard. Mopo, this is Jack, and this is Minnie, Mike's parents.
Put her there, Rick.
Richard, actually.
Yeah, Richard. Yeah.
Ooh, I can see where Emmy gets her beauty. She looks just like you.
Right. If only she dressed herself as if she were hosting, she'd be my spitting image.
Oh, I hear ya. My Mikey was always wearing his Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Okay, Mom. Hi, Richard, Simone. It's great to finally meet you in the flesh.
Yeah. Big boy you've got there. Guessing his super speed doesn't come with super metabolism.
I thought he was looking a little poochy myself, Richard, but I didn't want to say anything.
Well, we've both been a little stressed, and Mike tends to eat his feelings, which is fine.
I am vegan, so I stress eat quinoa.
Oh, that's a lot of carbs.
It's an ancient grain, a superfood.
Maybe try paleo. A man should eat some meat anyway.
That's what I keep trying to tell him. He used to cry at the table every time we had a pot roast or a ham.
Mom!
It's true.
You know, Emmy really likes vegan food now. Right, hon?
I was suspicious when Mike first told me he was vegan, but it turns out that the food is not that bad.
Not that bad? You love my vegan mac and cheese, right?
I said it's good.
You didn't have that tone. You were all like, this is good, babe.
It is good, babe. So, how was your flight? Did you have trouble finding a cab?
Didn't you two just fly yourselves here?
We could fly ourselves, but being flown first class is so much more civilized.
Oh, yeah.
And easier on the hair.
Sure.
Unless you're going for the windblown look.
Oh, of course.
And we didn't need a cab. Hector picked us up.
Hector?
Yeah, he insisted that we let him pick us up at the airport.
Selfless. That man. Well, that was very kind of him to drop you off like that.
Oh, he's parking the car. He'll be right in.
He was devastated when he found out you forgot to invite him to the wedding.
Mm-hmm. And since Philippe is off helping the Celestial Champions put an end to the Galactic Civil War, we offered him an open seat at our table.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Actually, we didn't forget, Mo. we didn't invite Hector on purpose.
Yeah.
Because Mike doesn't really like him.
No, you didn't want him to come either.
Only because he bothers you so much.
Because he's always flirting with you right in front of me.
I don't really think so, Mike. That's just how he is. But it matters to you, so it matters to me.
I can't help but wonder why you feel so threatened by Hector.
Yeah, Mikey, this is like that time with Chad Montrose, where he stole Janet right before
Dad! I'm not threatened by Hector. I'm a superhero. I stop criminals.
Hector!
Whoa. The car's been stolen.
What?
Oh, my God.
What happened?
I was getting out of the car, and someone sucker-punched me. I took the keys and said to tell you Robert Baron welcomes you to Chicago, and...
For sake!
Mike! What kind of Mickey Mouse operation have I got here?
Right, well, I suppose he is fast. I'll give him that.
He certainly didn't waste any time running away.
Can you blame him? I mean, if I cause something like that...
Mike didn't cause this. He made a decision based on compassion in the moment, and that is all he did.
He kinda caused it, Emmy.
Hector.
Emmy?
Hey, yeah, I'm here.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. Anyway, you're the one that got socked.
Listen, why don't you all go and get drinks, some food? I'll get Hector up on his feet, and by then I'm sure Mike will be back with the car. And Robert Baron.
Sounds good. First round's on me.
It's an open bar, and I ought to know.
Well, in that case, I'm buying all night.
Thank you, Emmy, for standing up for my Mikey. He's a good boy, and he really does love you.
Oh, I love him, too.
This one here is really good looking, though. So I'd understand if you...
Thanks, Minnie.
Hey, sorry to cause such a fuss.
It's not your fault. You know how my parents are.
Yeah, a little high maintenance.
How's your face?
Oh, well, that nice lady said I'm real good looking, so I guess it's okay.
Is it bruised or broken?
No, I'm good. He hit me in the ear, mostly. Honestly, if I'd seen him coming, I mean,
lucky for Robert Baron that he got the drop on the city's only MMA-fighting neurosurgeon.
When you say it like that, it makes me sound impressive.
Hey, look, sorry I didn't invite you.
Totally makes sense. I only agreed to come along because your parents made such a big deal about it that I thought coming would actually cause you less grief.
Yeah, I get that. And we're all adults. This doesn't have to be weird.
Exactly. Exes can be friends. I'm sorry Mike took off. I mean, to go try to catch the guy, not that he'd run off.
Honestly, wouldn't blame him if he did.
Do you think this was his fault?
No. 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 I mean, because of how everyone is treating him, including me. I want to please my parents, you know? And sometimes I was trying to excuse him and his choices.
Does he need excusing?
Well, no. No more than anyone else.
Huh.
He's great. There's just stuff, you know?
What's he do for a living? Outside of the hero thing.
He jets around the city, trying to get a PlayStation 5.
Well, at least the hero thing is going well for him, no?
Yes, it is. He's got a real strong future ahead of him.
You gonna put him on the Wardens?
Well, no. He quit the team a while back to protest them not taking me, and now that I'm the team leader, he doesn't feel right about it, and they don't want him back. Huh. It's a whole thing.
Well, the heart wants what the heart wants, right? Doesn't always make sense. You'll make it great because you're you. Let me buy you one last drink as a free woman.
It's an open bar, Hector.
Oh, well, then I'll buy you two.
Pete's sake. Of course. The guy I let go has to steal my disapproving in-law's car and assault the former love of my bride-to-be's life. Because, of course. At least I have my Cosmon under my clothes. Oh! Sorry! Oh! Okay. Hey, good dogs!
Sorry!
Oh!
Sorry about your tail!
That didn't sound good. Okay, what is this, a zoo? Oh, I'm in the zoo. I gotta focus up. The last thing I need is Richard and Simone hearing about how I caused a car wreck and trampled a wallaby or something. At least there aren't many people out because of the snow. Okay, gotta find the car and Robert Baron. Guess the first thing I should do is go check his house. Good thing I followed him to make sure he wasn't lying about his wife giving birth. The second thing I should do is stop talking to myself. Okay, Now, for stealth mode.
Ow! 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 Rose bushes?
Oh, of course they would have rose bushes in front of their window. Just peek in.
Ow!
See if he's going through the luggage or valuables or sleeping on the couch in a stained t-shirt with a napping baby on his chest. There's no way he stole the car, got home, changed clothes, and fell asleep with a baby that fast.
Hey, what are you doing to my Rose? Oh, Turbo? The superhero? Here at my house?
Oh, yeah, sorry, I was just, got lost. I thought this was the secret lair of a, you know, supervillain.
Oh, well, no supervillains here, just two ordinary, average, boring people with their ordinary, average, boring baby, whom I assume is also a person, so there are three of us.
And your husband's been on the couch for a while in there, sleeping?
Yep, like an angel, a perfectly normal, non-villainous angel with a baby.
Okay, well, thank you, citizen, for your help. And now I needs must away! Needs must away? Who talks like that? And why did Hector lie about what happened? And where's the car and the luggage? And most importantly, why am I still talking to myself?
So he grabs him, and then he says, that's what the paprika was for!
Hector, you slay me with
that! Hector, you crack me up.
That didn't really happen.
But Scout's honor. Have I ever lied to you?
No, you haven't.
Well, perhaps your fiancé ran into some trouble trying to apprehend this Robert Baron character. Why don't you let Hector take you home, and we'll wait here to talk to him when he returns.
Yeah, I'm going to give him what for, Emmy, when he gets his keister back here. Don't you worry.
Well, my car is still missing, so maybe I could walk you home. It's only a couple blocks.
Okay, I guess. I can't believe he ran out like that.
I'm sure he has a good reason, Emmy. You know what? Before we go, let's have a toast. Raise a glass, all, to the new...
Hold that toast!
Oh, man.
Hector staged the whole thing.
Whoa, Mike!
That's ridiculous.
What?
Yeah. Lying to cover for the fact
now,
that you...
hold on just a minute there, Mr. Positron. My Mikey may be a bit of a crybaby about eating animals.
And having his bike stolen.
But he's not a liar.
Okay.
Yeah, he's an honest kid. You are telling the truth, right, son?
Uh-huh. I went to Robert Baron's house. I followed him the day I let him go just to make sure he wasn't lying.
Hmm.
So I know where he lives.
You didn't tell me that part.
I didn't want to have to turn him in once I knew who he really was. Anyway, he was sound asleep on his couch with a baby on his chest.
Well, that's not safe.
Not right now, Mom. I'm stopping an evildoer, okay?
Sorry. Go ahead.
There's no way he could have assaulted Hector, stolen the car, and got back home in time to change and fall asleep with the baby. His wife confirmed that he's been there the whole afternoon.
What, the mink? She's not super trustworthy.
The mink's his wife? How do you know that?
Long story. But why in the world would Hector stage a robbery?
To make me look bad and get you to take him back.
That's dumb.
Is it? Emmy, because you were gonna let me walk you home, and then we were gonna kiss, and you were gonna call off this wedding, and we would be happy together again.
No, that was not going to happen. I was gonna let you walk me home to avoid my parents making a scene, then I was gonna go out and find Mike and make sure he was okay.
Ah, but you don't know my masterstroke yet. I laced your mother's drink with Impotentium AD, the only thing that can harm her.
Mo!
And I have this.
What?
The only vial of the magical water of the lost desert oasis that gave her her powers.
Oh my God.
The only thing that can cure her. After I save her life, you'll love me forever.
Oh, no! What have you done? We only have moments before the Impotentium AD kills her.
Moments, huh?
Come on.
I hope this is enough.
What?
All I had was this lowball glass I grabbed from the bar.
You ran all the way to Egypt, found the lost oasis, and brought a lowball glass full of magic water back without spilling any? Oh, babe.
We owe you a great debt, son.
But God, it even...
Hey, Mikey, why don't you and your lady love get on out of here and celebrate, or, you know, whatever. Dick and me can make sure Hector understands the error of his ways before the police arrive.
Good idea, Jack, my man.
Richard, it's me.
I know now.
No, wait, guys, that could be different.
Ooh. I gotta admit, I'm starting to get cold feet.
I'm so sorry, Mike.
Babe, the snow, my running shoes.
Oh, babe.
Hey, think we could swing by Target on the way home? They might get some PS5s in today.